Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Well, we didn't send Dom Catronio out to Los Angeles to watch the Brewers lose, and he's got to come back with a win tonight. That's part of the deal. Yes, you can go to Los Angeles, cover the team, but if you don't come back with a win, was it really worth it? Dom Catronio covering the team expertly out in Los Angeles after last night's loss. Backs against the wall time here, Dom, and Jose Quintana, the starting pitcher tonight. Why tonight instead of last night for Quintana?
Well, the Brewers wanted to see if they could get through yesterday's game with their best, right? And the other part of the reason, too, if you use Mizorowski yesterday, and let's say they won that game to start this epic comeback, then Mizorowski would be available for a Game 7, in theory. But obviously, that's all just plans because they haven't won, and they need the bats to wake up. It doesn't matter who's pitching right now. The Brewers can't win games by scoring 1-0 and 1 runs. It's all on the offense right now.
And Dom, it doesn't get any easier tonight with Shohei Ohtani on the mound. And I know that as a player, you have to think to yourself, man, it doesn't get any easier. But how can the Brewers find a way to generate something that's positive that they can spark and hopefully, you know, ride that momentum in this game 4?
You know, it needs to be an offensive like performance, like where it needs to be a go out and just go gangbusters somehow, which is easier said than done against Shohei. But, you know, the reason is because their leveraged bullpen is out of gas. Like, Abner Uribe is out of gas. Jared Koenig had an up down yesterday. You can't rely on him for all your outs, right? I think the Brewers understand Aaron Ashby out of gas. Like, you cannot win every single playoff game by one run. And you can't have this white knuckle strategy all the way to the finish line because that's just not how they're built. And they need to have this offense show up and pick up the load because, just simply put, they haven't done their part to this point. So we can complain about overuse of Ashby, overuse of Uribe. You know, the easiest way to avoid that is to just score more runs.
It is kind of interesting in looking at just how the postseason has played out. You know, all of a sudden Jake Bowers is a guy who's making good contact. Contreras and Jackson Chirio making strong contact, just not being rewarded for it. And then there's the curious case of Christian Yelich, Dom. Somebody asked me today, is he injured? Is his back okay? And I hate making an excuse for a player, but when I watch Yelich, when he does make contact, it's not exactly coming off the bat hard, which does lead me to believe that something is wrong. If he'd been, you know, loud out here and there or something like that, you could say, well, no, he's swinging okay. He's just, you know, not being rewarded for it. But he's not even making loud contact. What's your assessment here?
My assessment is that he is hurting more than he will let the public know. And this is the internal battle of being an athlete in 2025 or even ever, right? You know, you're expected to play hurt, but yet if you're playing hurt, are you being a detriment to the team? But if you're not playing, you're like, wow, you're being soft. Why can't you play hard? Like it's a lose-lose situation. If he speaks to the media yesterday when he was asked by Adam McAlvey, is your back okay? And he said, I'm all good. Like the point being is that even if he sat there and said, yeah, you know, I'm having a flare-up right now, the reaction is, then why are you in the lineup? Why can't you take yourself out? Like it's a lose-lose to reveal an excuse at this time of year. And again, I know Yelly is burning that he is not performing well in this postseason. He is far from the only one that has not performed well. I look at Bryce Terang. I look at Sal Frelick. I know they're young players, but you need to have another reason to say, oh, it's not just on Christian Yelich. This entire offense, with the exception of Chirio, Bowers, and Durbin, has been largely absent.
Dom, I think the biggest key to getting any sort of win or salvaging a game in this series would have to be scoring early runs to take that crowd out of the game. I felt like Game 3, the Brewers are coming back saying, okay, we're going to reset. This is a new, you know, a new series. Let's try to get this game. And first inning, you have Shohei Ohtani hits a triple, and then Mookie Betts drives him in. So if the Brewers can find a way to get this crowd out of the game, because you know this Dodger fan base can smell blood, and they know this is elimination time. And so what are some of the other key things that needs to happen tonight in order for the Brewers to have a realistic chance to win this game four?
Well, I'll push back on the crowd thing, because the Brewers responded in the next half inning by scoring a run in the top half of the second inning. And I don't care if this gets clipped, but this is the truth, and baseball people will agree with me. The Dodger Stadium crowd has been absolutely asleep. It has been so underwhelming. Part of it has to do with Los Angeles and traffic. I understand that. Mm-hmm. This isn't even close to Wrigley. This isn't even close to American Family Field.
Oh, wow.
This isn't even close to Toronto. This isn't even close to Seattle. Because they have the luxury to sit here and go, well, we got to save up our cash for the World Series, and we know we're moving on. Like, it's not even close. It feels like a Friday night game. It's not rabid. It's not crazy. I'm sorry. It's the truth. And I know Dodger fans might take that wrong. I'm just trying to sit here and say I envy the fact that they can sit back and relax and know that they're going to be in the CS or the World Series every single year. This could be their fifth pennant in the last 9 years. This is old hat for them. But on the scoring front and on the trying to get things going in the right direction, I mean, it's a broken record. You got to score first. You got to get multiple runs on the board. You've got to get actual strung together at bats, because this team is just not good enough right now to rely on home runs, and we're seeing way too many guys go for the home run swing and not take the humble approach.
Well, it does feel like, you know, the Dodgers have done to the Brewers what the Brewers have done to so many, right? Quality pitching, good defense, timely hitting. But it does seem like the Brewers maybe are trying to be aggressive, get a bit early in the counts, get after that first pitch, try and chase a Dodgers starter. Well, I guess they finally did it yesterday in getting Glasnow out of the game before the sixth inning. But then the Dodgers bullpen actually did what the Dodgers bullpen hasn't really done a lot of this season. They mowed right through the Brewers. So I do wonder from a confidence perspective if the Brewers are still feeling like, okay, just one game at a time, or if they're starting to wear this a little bit.
No, I think they're wearing it a little bit, but at the same time, right, we talk about this Dodger bullpen. The reason why we talked about it so much is because they thought that they were going to have to use them more. Well, the fact that they had only thrown one inning in the first two games, they're fresh and ready to go, right? That's why they were so effective yesterday, because the Brewers hadn't got to them sooner. But in the case of, like, you look at the leadoff double by Caleb Durbin in the seventh inning, to not even move him, that's not Brewers baseball. That's not what they did all season long. Or I was in favor of the contact play there where Jake Bowers got thrown out at the plate. I thought he made a great read off the bat, an even better path to home plate, you know, trying to make the angle even tougher on Max Muncy. But he made the play. Like, I mean, that's just a tip your cap scenario. I think that play is made maybe 50% of the time. And Muncy made a terrific play to cut down and out at the plate. So you're right. The Brewers are getting a taste of their own medicine, and the Brewers are making their own mistakes. The silly pickoff move by Abner Ribeiro, that was the most, boneheaded play of the season, if you ask me, trying to pick off a guy that literally can't run because he has an injured ankle. It just didn't make any sense how the Brewers made mistakes like that in the postseason.
Yeah, it was 3-1 after that play, and it felt like 12-1 at that time. Hey, update on Jackson Chourio. He had that swing yesterday where he was grabbing at his hamstring. We know his hamstring has been injured. Was that more of a cramp, or was that an aggravation of the injury? What do you think his status for tonight?
Sounds like it was a cramp, so I would expect him to be in there tonight. And quite frankly, I mean, if he's not in there tonight, I mean, pack your bags and go home. I mean, Curio's the only guy doing anything on offense, and yet, you know, he doesn't really have much to show for it, the one hit being the home run in game two. But I expect him to be in there tonight.
And, Dom, we feel like it may sound crazy, but could we see a much looser Brewers team tonight at the plate? Because you really have nothing to lose at this point. And so maybe the pressure isn't as much on them tonight. Could we possibly see that? I mean, with that type of mentality?
I mean, in theory, yeah. But you know how you play loose? It's just score runs. You get out in front.
Yeah.
You're able to play downhill. So, I mean, again, broken record. But it's the truth. There's no other way to analyze this series. The Brewers' offense has been completely shut down by the Dodgers pitching staff.
All right, Dom. Hopefully we're talking about a win later tonight on Brewers Extra Innings. Appreciate your time out there. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. 2:25 here on WTMJ. Coverage of tonight's game gets underway following the 6 o'clock news. Dom will have Brewers Extra Innings from Los Angeles following tonight's game.